Our brief scripture passage for today is from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verses 1 through 5. If you'd like to follow along in your pew Bibles, you can turn to page 91. Hear God's word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. What has come into being in him was life, and the life was the light of all people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. This is the word of the Lord. Well, today we are on a journey to the light, and our children are so beautifully leading us. It is such a gift to have them leading in worship. It's appropriate because children see with wide eyes the gift of the light of the world. They're not overcome by cynicism or fear. They're pure. They're innocent. And so we are on the way to Bethlehem, and who gets the message first? These shepherds. The shepherds back in Bible times were not very well respected. They were considered the lowest of the low. But the angel goes to them, gives them the word, and invites them to come and find the Savior, the light of the world. The shepherds hear the angel not during bright daylight when the sheep are frolicking in the fields. No, the shepherds are keeping watch by their flocks by night. Nighttime is when the shepherds need to be most vigilant, because at nighttime, the wolves and other predators are looking for the sheep. Nighttime is when the sheep need their protection the most, and so shepherds are extra vigilant at night. And it's under the twinkling of the stars when these shepherds' lives are transformed forever. All of a sudden, God breaks into their world and invites them to seek and find the Christ child born in Bethlehem. The shepherds are invited to go and seek the light of the world, not tomorrow when it's daylight, not next week, but right then and there, in the middle of the night, with nothing but a star to guide them. And so, like the shepherds, we are waiting. We're minding our own business, going about our tasks, walking in the dark. Maybe at this point in Advent, the light is shining dimly. It twinkles, much like the night stars that those shepherds heard. And so we are invited to walk in the darkness. But as we learn from our story today, exciting things can happen in the middle of the night. There's a preacher named Barbara Brown Taylor, and she wrote a great book called Learning to Walk in the Dark. And she says, God's Spirit always hovers in darkness, inviting us toward transformation. In our story for today from the Nativity, the angel will appear to Joseph in a dream at night. The shepherds look up into the night sky and hear the angels singing glory to God. And then the Magi will follow the star through the night. God gives us the gift of the incarnation, the light of the world, in the deepest of the darkness. And our gospel for John reminds us that even though there's darkness, even though there's struggle, that's not the whole story. There's light. That light shines in the darkness, and the darkness doesn't overcome it. The shepherds find Jesus. They make haste and go to Bethlehem. They seek the light, and they find the light in the form of a sweet, innocent baby born in a manger. Now, the shepherds were not the most highly regarded in society. They were on the margins. They were the ones who most people forgot or ignored. And they are the first ones to find the light. The shepherds who've spent their lives tending sheep, who are vigilant, are the ones to find the light. So I wonder, what is God inviting you to seek and find this Advent season? It's uncomfortable to go on a journey in the dark, to leave the familiar behind, and yet that's what God invited our shepherds to do 2,000 years ago. And it's God's invitation to us today to seek the light. Would you pray with me?